The third Monday in January is sometimes referred to in popular culture as Blue Monday. It's when the credit card bills come due, the days tend to be darker, people have to head back to the old grind, and the post-holiday glow wears off, leaving people feeling a little blue. While post-holiday stress does exist, acknowledged registered psychologist Clayton Falk of the Airdrie Counseling Center, it does not need a term like Blue Monday to define it. Definitely stress can exacerbate a lot of things for people, he said. Toxic stress can definitely have a negative impact on mood and ability to cope. But, he says, there are things people can do if they are feeling down with minor depressive symptoms, such as getting outside for some fresh air and exercise or talking with friends and family to lift their spirits. While agreeing with Falk that the term Blue Monday is more of a marketing gimmick than an actual clinical term, Tanya Ferguson, a counselor with Airdrie Community Links, said she has noticed a significant uptick in people seeking counseling for depression and anxiety in recent months. We noticed an uptick from October on, an increase in depression and anxiety, for sure, within the community, she states. Christmas does add more stress. The financial burden of how they are going to give the Christmases they have had in the past. There could have been a change in their family finances. Family violence has also been on the uptick as well, Ferguson noted. So there are a variety of reasons, for seasonal stress, going on in our community, for sure, she said. On top of reaching out to loved ones and family members and doing vigorous physical activity for 30 minutes three times a week, Ferguson advises that people should also examine themselves internally to identify what is causing them to feel down, and take steps to rectify it. Are you getting enough sleep? She asks. Or are you scrolling online, etc.? I find a lot of clients that are up too late, and then getting up early, and then they are sleep deprived. Who's draining your battery? Is it a healthy or unhealthy relationship? We need that self-examination. Part of being in a state of depression is the person suffering from it tends to feel lethargic and often seeks to isolate themselves from others, added Falk. If you notice someone you love withdrawing in this way, he said it is important to reach out to let them know you are there for them. You can show that you accept them, and are there to support them, by still inviting them to activities, to do things, says Falk. And sometimes it is just a matter of sitting down and listening. Don't try to necessarily solve their problem, or convince them they are wrong or anything like that. Just listening where they are coming from. That can be huge. At the end of the day, Falk noted it is also important for the one experiencing persistent depression to reach out for additional counseling or help if they need it. Ferguson agreed, but short of that significant step, noted it's all about taking the time for yourself, and engaging in additional self-care as needed. Look for what will recharge your battery, she said. We are really good at plugging in our phones, but we don't tend to take a look at ourselves and plug ourselves in with what makes us feel great.